November 15, my grandson is born. Nurses, noticing his breathing is rapid, worry about infection and rush him off to the NICU, neonatal intensive care unit. There, blood samples are drawn, monitor tabs are stuck on his small, perfect body, which still has ink on his feet from footprinting. IV lines are established to deliver antibiotics if needed. A tiny blood pressure cuff and pulse and oxygen sensors are placed. All this looks so serious, but he is calmly resting. He doesn't seem concerned. The incubator, a clear plastic shell of protection, becomes his first home. Added warmth is brought to him by the touch of his parents and the caring nurses. He looks absolutely fine. I'm not sure why the fuss. Are they overreacting? Do they really know what they are doing? Some blood results are in, an elevated white blood cell count, a few other high measurements, and with the rapid breathing, are suggestive, but not conclusive of an infection. Yet with infants, infections can progress so rapidly, there's no time to wait for other results. You may have only an hour to get ahead of the infection. Antibiotics are started. Nurses mention the possibility of meningitis and the possibility of having to do a spinal tap. His parents gulp in fear. A spinal tap is the correct next step, but this is my grandson. I gulp also. The worst thoughts enter my mind, but I push them out. As with the other parents in NICU, my eyes nervously watch the monitors. I am holding this trusting warm bundle in my arms. He looks good. He drinks the bottle I am feeding him. He's relaxed. I am stressed, but don't want his parents to see this. I stretch my head upward so my bifocals will help me see the numbers and wiggly lines dance across the screens. I pray the numbers will be good or improve. I watch the rise and fall of his chest. His breathing looks fine. But what do I know? Everybody around me is stressed, except the baby sleeping peacefully. Maybe this sleep isn't good. Tears moisten my eyes. I pray, God, you have sent us this precious angel. Don't take him away. We already love him so much. Days go by slowly. Lab results become encouraging. Fear turns to hope, and finally, a week later, elation and joy. We are all going home. My grandson is well and healthy. What a precious gift. Well, he turned 4 this week. It's all good.